13th February, 1947. Hridayam, Sahasraram. As verses written by Bhagavan in Tamil on different occasions are found scattered in different notebooks, we have been thinking for a long time past that they should all be collected together in one book, but somehow we have delayed the matter. 4 or 5 days back, I told Niranjanananda Swami about this, brought a notebook and began copying them enthusiastically, though my knowledge of Tamil is very limited. When I asked Bhagavan in what books they are to be found, he said, "They must be in those big notebooks bearing numbers 1, 2, and 3. Please see." And again, "Whenever anyone asked me, I used to write them out on small bits of paper and give them to them. They used to take them away. Some of them were noted down in these books and some were not. If all of them were here, there would be by now have been quite a lot. I wrote many more while I was on the hill. Some of them were thrown away. Who had the desire or the patience to preserve them? If you want them, you may gather them now." I felt pained that the divine voice expressed in verses had not been preserved for future generations and had thus been wasted. I took up Volume 1 and found verses under the heading Bhagavan's Compositions. I asked him what those verses were and he replied, "When I was in Virupaksha Cave, Nayana came there once with a boy named Arunachala. He had studied up to the school's final class. While Nayana and I were talking, the boy sat in a bush nearby. He somehow listened to our conversation and composed 9 verses in English, giving the gist of what we were talking about. The verses were good, and so I translated them into Tamil verses in a Haval meter. They read like the Telugu Dwipada meter. The substance of the verses is as follows. From the sun of Bhagavan's face, the rays of his words start out and bestow glow and strength on the moon of Ganapati Shastri's, Nayana's, face, which in turn lights the faces of people like us. One thing more, Ganapati Shastri used to say that Sahasrara is the source and the center of all. The heart is the support of the Sahasrara, is it not? The heart bestows light on the Sahasrara. I used to say that the heart is the source of all, and that the force that emerges out of the heart shines in the Sahasrara. To include this idea, the verse suggests a double meaning, that the heart is the sun, the solar orb, and the Sahasrara is the moon."